Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
He's echoing his inner Kermit the Frog. Tim Swartz.
Hi-ho!
Tom Ferrario is with us, and we have further observations about the crazy things going on. Go ahead, please.
You know, just getting back, that the one thing I do want anyone to come away with from this, all this strangeness in Marley and places like this, and like they're dealing with at Skinwalker, you're dealing with an intelligence, a definite presence that it's hard to describe. That when you're in these locations, you feel it at times. It messes with you. It borderlines, like you stated, poltergeist type activity. And I think I sent you a link. I got a great video I did with Jacques Vallée on his time at Marley with us. You know, he recounts a story. One of the things he remembers so well that happened in Marley with him and Douglas Trumbull, you know, it's more poltergeist type activity than not. And that was the incident where alongside our structure, two-story structure, there's an old log cabin out there that the property owner used to use for hunting and camping. And when Douglas Trumbull came out, he brought a very expensive high-tech piece of camera equipment. This thing weighed, the camera itself probably weighed over 80 pounds, and it was self-motivated. It was early, in the early stages of this thing would actually sense any movement and lock on it and target any movement or any light anomalies in the sky. And to save, keep it out of the weather, we put this in a log cabin with a picture window in the front of it. And Douglas locked this thing down on a heavy tripod, real substantial tripod. And we left it that night to shoot out this window the whole evening. And the next morning, the property owner had the only key, locked this room. And the next morning, Ted, myself, and Jacques Vallée and Douglas, we went in the cabin, and Douglas went up to his camera. And immediately he turned to us, and we could see he was really angry. And he actually, he virtually said, "Who the hell is messing with me on this?" And Ted, I remember, asked Douglas, said, "Well, what's the matter, Douglas?" And Douglas said, "Well, somebody got in here and turned the camera. The camera was locked down on a tripod. And it had been turned, swiveled 90 degrees away from the window." And at that point, the property owner said, "I have the only key. No one was in this room." And Jacques went over and looked at the situation and actually said that, "I don't think anyone's messing with you, Douglas. I think this just happened." So there you have a camp piece of equipment on a heavy tripod locked down. No one had access to the room, and the thing is turned 90 degrees away from the window the next morning. So, and, you know, how do you explain that? We had that sort of thing going all the time with us in Marley. It just...
I was going to ask you the next question then. You know, with all the equipment that, you know, you helped install and put up, how often did you find that the phenomena would go on just right out of camera range, or, you know, you'd turn the cameras off to change a tape and then all kinds of things would happen? Again, happens all the time when you're dealing with this type of phenomena. It always seems to know.
I can tell you that that some of the people that worked with us and some of the people at Skinwalker initially had experienced the same exact type of thing, to the degree where they had so much activity in some of the the living structures out there back in the day when Bigelow owned it. And I mean, they got to the point where they had put up high speed cameras. Now, this sounds as far out as you could ever imagine out there, but it did prove a great point. And, they would put objects when this poltergeist type equipment would mess with them, and they would take these high speed cameras and put them on tripods, filming things, mundane objects like a deck of cards, a set of keys on the desk and the table out there. Now, if you could imagine a scenario where you have cameras filming a desk with objects on it, that sounds, you know, so boring, and what could you prove with that? But they would go back and examine the footage, and they had cataloged, I mean, to a tenth of an inch, the objects on this desk. And they would find when they reviewed their cameras, these objects would have all, they'd be in different positions around the table. Now, they wouldn't have, on high-speed cameras, they could never catch these objects moving. Now, the only explanation for that, and there again it backs up Jacques Vallée's hypothesis that the only way that can occur is it's on a dimensional basis, that these things come in and out of our dimension and they're in a different position. Otherwise, you would well get, no matter how fast they'd move, you know, why wouldn't you have at least blurry images of these things moving around the table, you know? So this stuff makes no sense, and it's impossible, but yet it happens. And that's some of the same things that we experienced at Marley, you know, with you'd lay your keys down or a piece of equipment or battery packs you'd charge. You take them outside to change out battery packs on equipment, and you'd turn around to grab the battery pack, and it wouldn't be there. So, and then you'd find it later in upstairs in a desk drawer. So, until you've dealt with it on a first-hand basis, it just, it's amazing.
So, was there ever any attempts to try to initiate a conversation with whatever it was that was going on? I mean, you know, some types of, you know, communication.
There was a little bit of that. We did go through that one time with one of the team members out there at one point decided that he would try to communicate with this thing with a light array doing binary code with a computer operating these spotlights to a degree where I will tell you that initially it didn't go well with Ted because Ted's belief was always that you went in with as little a footprint as you could with this stuff, and you didn't want to interject anything into this arena without, you know, that you might influence, because he just felt that whatever you gained from it might not be a true reaction. Or in the early days at Skinwalker, when they first bought the ranch and went in with a heavy foot, a large presence, you know, moved in equipment, trailers, all kind of equipment, you know, the first couple months, that it just shut down everything. I mean, nothing happened. This stuff, the intelligence or whatever sensed this. And for months on, you know, for almost a year, they didn't experience anything when they went in with this heavy presence there. And they learned, and that was Ted's belief, that you don't interject anything into this any more than you go in with as little a footprint as you can, because you're there to monitor and try this stuff on its own ground. And he just wasn't a big believer in trying to communicate, because he felt if these things wanted to communicate with us, they're well able to do that.
We're going to communicate something with you folks. And then Tom Ferrario and Tim Swartz and Gene Steinberg will be back. We will be back. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I thought, in light of that, if there was an inner Arnold Schwarzenegger in Tim Swartz, which there certainly is not, we get the invitation. But obviously it's not. Tom, I had a question for you here. All the time spent in Marley Woods, do you take away anything that independent scientists can look at and study and say, that is weird?
Well, and now this gets into an area that, as I said before, there were things that happened at, you know, we haven't spoke about some things, and Ted was of the belief that the investigator should never be part of the investigation, and there were things that happened to us out there that, of course, he gave us free rein to speak about what we wanted, but when you work with Ted, you knew if it wasn't his wishes, you didn't want to cross Ted, or you, and we all had such a love for the man that we wanted to honor him. Last thing we ever wanted to do was, and believe me, the last thing you'd ever want to do would be get Ted Phillips mad at you.
But that's not the point here. The point is, did you ever go away with evidence that you can show an independent person, say, here's proof that something strange went on at Marley Woods?
Well, I can tell you, this is like I was stating, one of the things that Ted didn't want us to share too much at the time, we did have injuries to our personnel out there sometimes. And, you know, unfortunately, that happened to Ted once, and it happened to me. Yes, I can take it away from that with, I've got it documented. And, you know, Ted and I, one night, we were out on a site two on a dirt road, and we got hit with a phenomenon out there known as the light beam I told you about. And this pure white, and I hate to draw, you know, a similarity to Close Encounters, but that's what it was. We were on a vehicle on site two out there, and a pure white, I noticed a spot, like a spotlight or beam of light coming up behind the vehicle. It caught up with the vehicle and hit the vehicle we were in to a degree. It was a pure white light. It filled the vehicle where you could hardly see in the vehicle. And I looked over at Ted, and I said, are you seeing this? And Ted looked at me, and he said, well, hell yes, I'm seeing this, Tom. And we both jumped out of the vehicle at that point, which probably wasn't a wise thing to do at that time. And what we experienced was, when we tried to look up, did not see a structured craft, did not see anything in the air. What we seen was a shaft of light that was just this pure white, intense light, retracting vertically with a definite cutoff end. Now, I know a little bit of lighting, and I don't know how you'd ever accomplish that. I don't know any technology that we have yet that could do that. But this thing retracted, and as Ted described it, it retracted into like a reflex action of the old camera lens, that twisting reflex motion. It retracted into the sky and went into a pinpoint into this twisting action and was gone. And it was just, that was it. Now, when we got back to site one where we were staying that night, Ted, actually, I remember, he was getting his equipment out and he got sick and got against the building and he actually vomited. And at that point, I was not sick as far as vomiting or anything. And I, at that point, hindsight being as, you know, I wish that's what would have happened to me. But Ted got over that night, and we went home 2 days later. We left and went back to our homes. And within 2 weeks, my scalp, my hair, I could not touch the top of my head. It hurt so bad. And I went to my local doctor, and they thought it was shingles. They tested for shingles. It wasn't shingles. I was actually on opiates. It hurt so bad for a week, and it finally passed. Within a period of over a month, and I've got the photos of myself to document this, my hair went from dark brown to white and to the color it is today, which is white or blonde. In the summer, it does get more back to white. But now, had that been the extent of what I had happened to me, I would have been happy. From that time on, I started having vision problems.
Before we go on, how old were you when this happened, if you care to admit that?
Oh, yes, yes. I was approaching 50 at that time. I was in my late 40s.
Okay, so people can develop gray hair in their late 40s, but still.
Yeah, but usually not over in a month's time.
Sure. No. You didn't become Steve Martin overnight.
Right, exactly. And had that been the extent of my problems, I started having vision problems. I went to my eye doctor, and he said, well, not only do you have cataracts, but you have a macular cyst in both eyes. And I didn't know what that was. And he said, well, that's worse than a cataracts. He said that they can take that out, laser that out, but the outcome of that surgery, it's a lot more risky. You either get extremely good outcome or you can lose vision on that when they work with macular cysts. And of course, my question was, as yours probably is, you know, what the hell causes macular cysts at that age? And, what is it? And he said, well, it's usually something in age, older, you know, in your 80s or so. People get that normally. We really don't know what causes it. It's just something that develops in older people. And there is a cure for it, you know, and if you wish to try that. And so I went to St. Louis, Missouri, and had the one in my right eye wasn't that bad, the one in my left eye. And what it does to your vision is, besides being opaque, all your verticals and your horizontals look like letter S's. Everything's wavy.
So everybody looks like Superman.
Yeah. And it gets to be disorienting as hell. So anyway, I went in and they removed the macular cyst and the cataracts in my left eye. The right eye, it wasn't that bad, and it hasn't progressed to be worse. So you let it go at that. But anyway, on one of my follow-up visions, and this is why I really, thank God I asked this on one of the doctors there that did the follow-up when they took the bubble off your eye and release you when they check your vision. There was a young eye doctor there that was taking the bandaging off, and I asked him, I said, man, I wish I could find out, you know, what do you think? And one of the things, this young eye doctor that removed the bandages, when I asked him what caused this, he said, well, we really don't know, and I got the same story, and he said, but the one thing I will tell you, the only time I've ever seen this in anybody that wasn't elderly, that we had a couple cell tower workers in here one time, and one of them they were installing new microwave equipment on a cell tower, and this guy was up on the cell tower, and they kicked this thing on, not knowing he was up there, and they irradiated this guy with microwave energy, and he walked away from this with a macular cyst and cataracts.
Hey, we're going to continue with this. Tom, Gene, and Tim. I can see them for miles and miles. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. Russian troops are reportedly withdrawing to what they call their permanent deployment points from the Ukraine border, and that's according to Interfax News. It's reporting quotes from the Russian military. The troop withdrawal only seems to represent a fraction of the upwards of 100,000 Russian troops, though, who are thought to be stationed near that border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is encouraging Western nations to band together against China. In an interview with Global Television, Trudeau said, quote, "We need to do a better job of working together and standing strong so China can't play the angles and divide us one against the other." The lead singer of the Marvelettes has died. Wanda Young was 78. And this is USA Radio News. The Commander-in-Chief delivers a Christmas video message with U.S. troops around the world.
As your Commander-in-Chief, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a poor substitute for what you're missing, but I understand. I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your family's sacrifice.
President Biden was on a video link from the White House along with First Lady Jill Biden. Biden again calling the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. As Christmas weekend continues, so do the flight delays and cancellations that have been going on now for several days. According to FlightAware, U.S. Airlines canceled or delayed more than 3,000 flights. On Saturday, more than 6,000 delayed or scrubbed around the world. Many airline workers are suffering with COVID-19, and there's been bad weather, especially in the western U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so microwave radiation.
Yes.
Has that condition been measured at Marley Woods at all? Because
yes,
we all agree, a lot of strange things have happened to people who are immersed in paranormal phenomena. Of course, we've talked about Cash Landrum, Rendlesham.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're telling us what happened to you. So did they check for microwave radiation sources at Marley Woods?
Yes, yes, we observed that several times in various, nothing to the degree of the strength that would have accounted, but you can imagine when I come away with this, it set me right back to the horse barn incident, you know, that we deemed that was, and Ted's people deemed that that was due to microwave radiation. So when I got this, it was just a, you know, it was just a further proof in that, down that line, that that's what we were dealing with out there. And more even, I will tell you that people I've talked to now, and they're dealing with, they're pretty much nailing down a lot of their bad issues out at Skinwalker of late, is going down the microwave spectrum.
Right, so, but then the question would be there, is there a natural source that can do this, or is somebody from some secret government project playing games?
Well, there is no natural source that's capable. Well, there is natural sources, but you're talking about, you know, different types of explosions, and it gets into another realm that really, that nothing had occurred out there in that realm, you know, as far as EMF or nuclear pulse type of deal. So, I mean, usually when you have that kind of intense radiation generated, there's other signatures of other radiation that you can pick up on that is traceable, you know, by natural. So there really is no natural way to be, have exposure to something like that in that short, a brief a period. So, you know, you can go down that rabbit hole. Was that us? Was it the technology, whatever we're dealing with out there? You know, we absolutely feel that whatever we were dealing with out there, the intelligence and the capabilities that were there, the interdimensional aspect of this, that that's what comes through. And for what purpose? I don't know.
That was one of the things that we discussed in a previous episode where we were talking about Stanford professor was researching microwave irradiation, and one of the cases that he cited had taken place at the Skinwalker Ranch. And the guy who was irradiated, I mean, this professor was able to prove that the radiation hit him from the back, and it caused, I guess, his scalp to separate itself from his skull.
Yes.
And created a lot of health problems naturally that I guess this poor guy still suffers from. So, again, this is not unheard of.
Well, it's not unheard of, and this is states volumes on why. Ted, we didn't even really want to share this with the ranchers at first because, you know, for several reasons. We didn't want to worry them as far as us getting injured, you know. Of course, they had no responsibility in that, but we didn't want to worry them and share this too much with them, and we wish we would have because years later, I did speak with one of the ranchers, and I did inform him that what had happened with us out there. And at that point, one of the ranchers said, well, hell, I had that, Tom. He said that the ranchers and that, they've all gotten close to these, the white light beams, and they seem to be sweeping or hunting the fields and the woods sometimes for, like they're searching for something. And when they've gotten in close proximity to these things at times, the one rancher told me, he said, well, hell, I've gone to the doctor a couple times. What the doctor called, I have touchy scalp. And I asked the rancher, I said, well, you never told us that. You never spoke about that. And he said, well, the doctor just said it would pass. And I said, well, what did he think it was from? And he said, well, he'd seen it in that area different people at times. And he called it touchy scalp, or it was like a sunburn, and it would heal on its own. So had we shared this information with them at the time, it would have been maybe very beneficial, you know, because we had no idea that they had been experiencing health issues with some of this themselves. So always be completely honest and don't hold anything back when you're dealing with people in a situation like this.
What about Ted Phillips? Did he suffer any health-related issues in that area much?
After that night, he had other health issues that I don't feel stemmed. They absolutely didn't stem from this exposure at all, I don't believe. I don't believe he had any effects after this that stemmed from this exposure that night, except getting sick that night. But, you know, it just hits everybody different. And like you stated, the Cash Landrum situation, you know, they had various health effects to different degrees, and they were all in the same vehicle. You know, everybody's reacts different to exposure to different things, and it's hard to understand, but that's just the way it is. And we had other people have other effects, you know, but nothing to the degree that we had personally that night. And headaches, you know, you could come away with were common, feeling nauseated at times, but not lasting. So it just goes in more sometimes to the paranormal realm. And there again, the dimensional aspect of it, you know. And so it's just, it happens.
Well, now we've talked about, you know, like strange lights and things like that, but what about structured craft? And were many sightings of something along those lines?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've had several sightings. One of the very most dramatic sightings was, I believe it was in 98. One of the property owners, they were coming home from town one evening, and the property owner's wife seen this structured craft, which in the beginning what they thought it was, and this makes no sense, but she asked her husband, who was getting an oil tank delivered by helicopter. And
getting an oil tank delivered by helicopter?
Yeah. And because, you know, in her mindset, that's the only thing she could understand this was, but they seen a large and several hundred foot long cylindrical flat black object with, later they would see, would look to be rows of windows around it, illuminated from internally with a soft yellow light. And when they seen this thing moving, it at one point it completely stopped, and they observed this thing for over 10 minutes. And, of course, they had no day before cell phones, cameras. They had no camera with them. They watched this thing, and it is one of the only known instances that Ted ever recorded that that puts light bulbs in close, let's just say that the interaction with this object, the property owner said that he's seen light bulbs coming in and out of the end of this cylindrical object. Now, that's the only time in all Ted's cases he's ever had any reports of light bulbs interacting with a structured craft.
Hey, so, we're going to have more of this in our next segment, then we're going to continue talking with Tom on After the Paracast. But we're exploring the work of the late Ted Phillips and the various experiences that Tom has had, including some not so friendly, where he became almost like a Steve Martin. Now, if he only had Steve Martin's money. Tom, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, I've had cataract surgery, but I had it well into my 70s, so it's not something that would be unusual. I had my left eye done first, and then I had my right eye, and now I am bionic.
And, you know, it's something that I really don't ever want to go to my eye doctor anymore because he gets so angry at me because my vision to this day changes. I have 2 sets of eyeglasses, and some days I can wake up and I can read the finest print. I can see distance. I absolutely have no need. And other days the eyeglasses that I have don't begin to cover it. So my vision changes practically from day to day. So, you know, how do you deal with that? But basically my eye vision is good, you know, most of the time. So, you know, at that point, it's hard to explain. And to this day, you know, I still research. They really don't know what causes macular cysts, but it happens. But it's just fortunate that I did get that input that the one time they had seen it was due to microwave radiation.
Let me ask you, you were around Skinwalker Ranch too, right?
No. No, we never got out there. Part of the deal was that they were going to take us out to Skinwalker, and we were going to spend time out there. And that was one of the things that kind of upset Ted a little bit was, in reciprocation, that they would bring a bunch of their people out with us to Marley. And let's just say that kind of stepped on Ted's toes. So that never happened. But they did come out and spend time with us, as far as Combe did. And we were forming a working relationship, and it just didn't work out.
It never seems to. They had a working relationship they were trying to make with MUFON.
Yeah.
And that didn't
work
out. And again, apparently it's due to control. Now, when Colin was on the Paracast, I asked him about that because we talked to a previous MUFON director, James Carrion, about it some years back. But Colin kind of played it down. He was trying to be too politically correct, but this seems like something that's not unusual in the things that he does. One of the questions I asked you earlier, and we really haven't gotten into it, and because we're wrapping up the main part of the show before we do the premium show, and that is the evidence. There's no website. Yes. If I want to see what evidence you and Ted and the people you work with develop, where is it?
Well, what you can do now, and we had a very wonderful website that Adam Johnson had built for us, one of our team members, and he dealt in that world. And we were going to have we wanted to have our video cameras where anybody at any time, we were trying to get internet connection out there. And even to this day, it's hard to get out in this rural area, but we wanted to stream live data, live streaming video that anyone at any time could go out there and monitor our cameras and see what was going on. Through people we worked with, again, we had to take down our website at the time, and we were always going to get our website back up, and we'd never accomplished it before Ted passed. So what I do is, if right now, and like I say, we're working on two shows, two different networks that we're trying to get all this out in a series and a documentary that will bring all Ted's work out where he so wanted it to be for everybody. But till that time, and I'll tell everybody to stay tuned to that, had it not been for COVID and all the mergers, and I will tell you, in the industry right now, there's so many mergers and everything. It's just extremely difficult to move projects ahead, even if you get the okay, which we have, that right now, the best way is I have on Facebook the Ted Phillips Marley Woods research page, which we put any pictures, and I do have a rancher from Marley calling me sometimes at 10 o'clock on a Friday night, usually at least once every other week. Sometimes once a week he updates me on what's going on, sends me pictures and stories, his journal, and I update that on Ted Phillips Marley Woods research page, and I virtually use my own Facebook page in the same manner. It's just devoted to nothing but Ted's work. I put imagery, photos that we have there, videos on there, and I do have a YouTube channel. You can go there, and I post videos on there of our work and Ted's work. Right now, that's where you would go.
Well, certainly we'll look forward to that. And maybe before we go into our premium segment, you can tell me, what other areas do we look at for strange stuff like this? The Mysterious Valley, for example?
Yeah, that goes into a good friend of mine, Chris O'Brien, I think you're referring to.
Right. Well, Chris O'Brien was the co-host of the show for something like 8 or 9 years. So we know Chris very well, and I helped him a little bit in the production work for his book on cattle mutilation, Stalking the Herd.
Yes. Chris has stayed at my house. We're good friends. And we had another good friend, a gentleman named Ray Stanford, in common, that I spent time at Ray's house, and Chris did too. He is another gentleman that you could do hours on, that gentleman, like Ted. But yeah, Chris is going back all the way to the original Snippy and cattle mutilations, and he is the expert on it beyond anyone else. I really do.
And of course, we have the work that Ray Stanford did. Ray's been on the PowerCast several times, and
he
still has information that we'd love to see him produce in more detail before he leaves us, because his health has not been so terrific.
Yeah, I know. And I will tell you, you know, he ran Project Starlight years ago and wrote the book, Saucer in the Pentagon Closet, I believe. I will tell you, and he still has all the original equipment from Project Starlight, which was the first attempt, was laser-guided photography of UFOs. He actually was involved in back engineering. And I will tell you some of the claims that Ray makes, as far out as they sound and incredible as they sound, I've seen a lot of the data and the equipment, and I absolutely believe everything Ray says. And that, I know that sounds questionable at times, but Ray is just such a knowledgeable, self-taught, you know, he's a self-taught paleontologist that has, you know, when you have finds in that field, and come up with new species, you can name them after yourself or whatever you want to name them. And he has several of those under his belt. But he is an amazing man. And in the early days of ufology, he was one that was out, you know, with Lonnie Zamora in Socorro. He investigated that case. And at one time, you had Ray Stanford, Alan Hynek, and Ted Phillips in the same arena out there on the Lonnie Zamora in Socorro.
Let me just tell our listeners, the book from Ray Stanford is Socorro, Saucer in a Pentagon pantry, which he's talked about right here on the PowerCast, so we're quite well acquainted with it. So maybe we'll have him on again in the near future. In any case, we're going to continue talking with you on after the PowerCast. In the meantime, once again, they check out your Facebook page and the Facebook page for Ted Phillips and Marley Woods, and they can find more of the work you do.
Yes.
And we look forward to continuing discussions on that. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. We are also known as the PowerCast on Facebook. But Facebook is weird. They won't let us post the URL for thepowercast.com.
Yeah.
So if I say that on the air now, it's going to blow up the show. No, I don't, nothing's happened. No, well, Facebook is wrong once again. In the meantime, we also sell branded merchandise for PowerCast listeners and anyone, featuring four separate logos with the T-shirts and the throat pillows and all that good stuff. At really affordable prices, go to thepowercast.shop, thepowercast.shop for more information. We also offer the PowerCast Plus, which includes a package of the enhanced version of this show without the network ads, with enhanced audio, better audio, and the After the PowerCast podcast, where we hear more from Tom. And we include that for a special low subscription price at thepowercast.plus. We're offering, for a limited time only, a special coupon code. Write this down. UFO20, UFO20. If you use that coupon code for a 5-year or lifetime PowerCast Plus subscription, we give you 20% off just like that. thepowercast.plus. Thomas Ferrario, thank you for joining us on the PowerCast.
Oh, glad to be here.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.